right. Good morning, everyone. We are on page 244 at the bottom. There in Simon Sadi, Sif Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber over here, Mitzvah la roots le kishaholich le Beis Knesset, v'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to run to the Beis Knesset, and for that matter, any dvar mitzvah, it is a mitzvah to go ahead and run to. Okay? Afilu b'shabbos also l'vtsoa p'siyagasi, even on Shabbos where it's also to run, it's even also to take big steps on Shabbos, when you're going to shul, it is a mitzvah to do. Okay? According to Rav Willig, who spoke here last night, I heard if that's true, that you're allowed to run to a mitzvah, you're not Shabbos, and Shabbos also you should be running all the time. So I don't know what is exactly also l'tzua p'siyagasa. Because if you're running, you're running to shul, then you're running back for Suda Shabbos, you're running back to shul to learn, so you should be running all the time, even on Shabbos. Okay? The post came right over here, as the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes, and Siv Kata Mem Aleph, in Sif Kata Mem, he says, V'ayim b'prisha shekatov, d'ikar haritziya kishabas somach l'beis kinesis. The ikar running is not when you leave your house to start running. It's ikar is when you're getting close to the Beis Knesset. And for that matter, even sometimes like, when you have these big shoals with the big, it's like running up the stairs to the main sanctuary. That should be the time to run to the Beis Knesset. The Sham Minkar who shall also l'shem mitzvah's Beis Knesset. Because only over there it is recognizable that you're doing it l'shem of the mitzvah's Beis Knesset. And then in Sivkat Mem Alv, he says, L'rutz ad petach Beis Knesset. You should only run up and not including until the Beis Knesset. When Beis Knesset atzmat so larush al yech be'imah. When you get to the Beis Knesset itself, you don't run inside of a shul or a Beis Medrash. It's not a place to run. You act with aim of a year on a Beis Knesset, and therefore we don't run inside the Beis Knesset. We only run up until the Beis Knesset atzmat. Okay, so that is in terms of running to the shul. Says the Mechaber, and then last few words about Kashi Yetzim Beis Knesset also larutz. But when you're leaving shul, it is also to run. When you're leaving shul, why is Asr Lan? Because then it looks like shul is a burden. As the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kadin Mem Gimel says, all the words of Lulu Yisop, Si Gasa, Lefi Shimara, Atzo, Shi Iko, Beis Knesset, Doma, Lav, Kamasli. To go to shul looks like a burden on you, therefore you're running out. B'med Dvarim Amurim, but what are we talking about? Kishaholich La'asakaf. That's only when you're going off to go to business. You're going off to go eat breakfast, whatever it might be. Aval, Im Yotzi, Amanas, Lachzor. If you're going in order that you can come right back. Mitzvah larutz kedei lachzor maher. That is a mitzvah to run so you can run back quickly. V'chein im yotzei mi beis hakanesis la beis hamedrash kedei lilmod Torah. The same thing if you're running for the shul to the beis medrash. That's also going to be a mitzvah. We don't worry that it looks like you're running away from the beis hakanesis because at the end of the day, since you're running to the beis medrash, then it is a mitzvah to run. They're also to be permissible to run even in this case. Yud Gimel. So this is based on a Gemara Meseches Brachos. Okay, this is based on a Gemara in Brachos that tells us the following. That says over there, it's Midama Beis Knesset to our house. This is just like in your house. It's just like in your house. You wouldn't run through your house to make it a shortcut, but you do wear your shoes. And you do spit in your house. So to a Beis Knesset, you don't walk through your Beis Knesset as a shortcut. And therefore, but you do wear your shoes in the house and you do spit in the house. And therefore, Paskas the Gemara over there, not like the Yerushalmi, that you are allowed to spit in a shul. Okay? And that's what the halacha over here is. Mutter la roku beis knesses, vidorso buraglo mechaseo begemi. It's mutter to spit in a shul and then to trample it with your foot or at least cover it up with something else. Now, to understanding this halacha based on the Gemara we just said, once again, everything comes in the Gemara. You have to understand the halacha is because it says kibeso, because it says it's like your house. However, nowadays where a person, your mother will slap you in the face if you go ahead and spit in your house, where you have carpeted floors, or you have tiled floors. Not like back in the door where they had dirt floors. You spit and you covered it a little with the dirt. It wasn't a big deal. However, nowadays, no one would think to go ahead and spit in their house, and therefore the chorid is going to be usur to the spit inside of a shul nowadays. And that's what the Shaar Tzion brings down in back in his time. Here, there, it wasn't all the people, but he says right here. He brings down over here, like we said. He said like this: V'yesh la'ayin la'otam ha'anashim v'simin kufnin aluf sip katan tezvav in Shaar Tzion. V'yesh la'ayin la'otam ha'anashim ha'ashirim d'makpidim mebeisam ala rekika. They're makpid in their house not to go ahead and spit in king gam bebeit the knesset. For those people who wouldn't spit in their house, it would be usher for them to go ahead and spit in a shul. The same thing. And that's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul brings down over here in Sifkatan Yigimel, Dir Masl Mutter. It says, Dafka b'mishi gamme beiso einu ninam l'ruk. That's only someone who does also in his house does not stop, prevent himself from spitting. Kidla Kaman, Mishar Tzien, Simen Kufnin, Aleph, Sifkatan Tezvav. Since nowadays, I imagine most people would never think about spitting in their house. Therefore, nowadays, it would be absolutely awesome to go ahead and spit in a shul. For those people who are makpid to spit at when they get to in Aleinu l'Shabech, you see some are knowing, go ahead and spit. But it seems like it depends on this halacha, whether you're allowed to spit or not, or you could do pretend to spit, whatever it might be. One totally on their minog in terms of doing that. Okay, so that is Sif Yigimel in terms of spitting in a shul. You doubt. So over here, the Mechaber passims Yashkim Adam LeBeis Knesset Kedei Sheimanei Masara Rishonim. One should try and come early to shul so he could be one of the first 10 people to get to the minyan. Okay, there are a lot of tremendous milas that Chazal tell us from this. Is two we say every morning in Birkas Torah. After we say Birkas Torah, what are those? Ochal perosem b'lamazav v'keren kayem et li'ol lamav misha mashkim lebeis hamidrash. Okay, also it says that they are going to be notal schar kula. It says in Chazal that they get the schar for everyone. Okay, note the schar kula means that everyone who comes after the asar rishonim, they get. It doesn't mean they don't get schar, but they get the schar also. What the schar is, they take that schar also. And the third thing Chazal tells us that there's a concept of arichas yamim for those who go to the mashkim, to the base medrash in the morning. So there's a great maila to go ahead and be of the asar rishonim. One should try and do this. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Simen Sadi Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, b'shem the Sefer Seder Olam, that there's a mitzvah also to be one of the 10 last people in the shul. So if someone has a hard time waking up in the morning, he's not able to be the one of the first 10. For him to be the one of the last 10, that's also a maila that he stays afterwards in learning. I mean, just not to sit there. Even sitting there, Ashrei Yoshev Yisach is a maila. But to do something while you're there, it would be much preferable. So both to be the Asar Rishonim is really what's Nikar did the Gemara. But also Seder Olam brings down to be one of the last 10 is also maila in and of itself. We saw in Hilchos Tefillin though, what if the maila of putting on your tefillin in your house and walking to shul in your mutaf, the talis of tefillin, is going to prevent you from being the asar rishonim l'ayinu if you're davening early in the morning before the zman of talis and tefillin? So you want to wait for a zman talis and tefillin. We saw there b'shem d'arizal. I'm saying it's over here also b'shem d'arizal. He brings it down over here. I think also in seif katam emzayim says v'ari lo yamin arishonim ki hutzrach lipano sayelu choli. Number one, ari was not one of the 10 people because he had to use the facilities. V'gam k'dei sheyelach mutaf b'talis and tefillin beis kinesin. Also that he should go Mu'utav v'talis and tefillin. V'zeh yeshar kodem ayom. And that was too early for him. If he would have been one of the asar rishonim, he would have had to go do that too early in the morning to put on talis and tefillin. So he'd rather put on talis and tefillin, walk to shul, than to be one of the asar rishonim, which we mentioned over there in Avos Tefillin, which is very interesting. That we see that maila is greater than this maila, because that maila is not mentioned in the Gemara. That maila is al pi Kabbalah. This maila is mentioned in the Gemara. Usually things al pi in the Gemara have stronger weight than things that are mentioned. Al pi Kabbalah, but over here, the post can bring down, the Mishnah Berurah seems to bring it down, the Halacha Berurah brings down also that the maila of putting our talis and tefillin in your house even trumps the maila of being one of the asari. Shonim does not take away from all the mailas of being one of the asari. Shonim, that is, as we saw already, that is a tremendous maila to try and do. Tezvav. Im nishar adam yechidi, if a person is going to be left alone, the Beit Knesset Shabbasadot, in a Beit Knesset that's found in the fields, oh, afilu bebeit knesset shabeir imi tefilas arvis to mispael melaila, or if it's in the shul of the city, but it's nighttime, and he's going to get marav. They're davening, and that guy who's davening along Shimon Asher, so he's going left in shul himself. Chayiv chavero lahamtin lo ad sheyasayim tefilas. So you're chayiv to wait for him until he's done with his davening. Kadesh leisbal bel betefilas. So because if he knows he's going to be left alone, he's going to be scared. Either he's in the sada by himself, or it's nighttime. To be left in a shul is a little spooky, and therefore it's going to start bothering his concentration. So it is usher to leave your friend there by himself in the shul. You have to sit there, wait, open the sefer, and learn until he's done. Then the Ramai adds in over here, Sorry, imit filas. Aris going belayla. Chayiv chaveru lahamtin lo achi esayim filas. So kadesh leibav et filas. So and then the Ramah adds like this. V'yeshmachmir na filu bayom beis kineset shlano shem ba'ir. The Ramah brings down shitas in the Rishonim that hold even if it's a beis kineset shebe'ir, and even if it's during the daytime, you also don't leave a person alone in a shul. So Ashkenazim should be machmir for this Ramah. If you see a person davening a little longer than everyone else, it's better for you to wait for him that he does not come to be misbalbel bit kavanato. The mechaber ends off over here. V'marach v'bakashos v'betachanunim einu chayim lahantil if he's mamish marach so long. He's going on and on and on and on. Then you are not required mikor didina to wait for him. However, both that case and the case that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. In Siv Katan Mem Ches, he says all this din is dafkim nichnasu b'shalva. This is only if the guy came on time to shul. Aval im nichnas yechidi b'shasha lo yuchal esayim mem tefilaso einu chayilat tefilaso. If he comes in much later, he starts davening Shmon Esrei when everyone else is saying aleinu. Okay, it's the end of shul, and you're going to have to wait for him. The kaven sheroash lo yuchal esayim mem nichnas. Since he knows that he's not going to be able to finish his Shmon Esrei by the time the tzibur is done, igli milsa sheinu mefachid. It shows that he's not scared to stay by himself. Im nishar yechid, if he would stay alone. Okay, and therefore, in this case, if the guy came in late, really, mikra to dinner, one has the right to go ahead and leave because this guy is not the right, or not the right, we see he's not scared to stay by himself, whereas he wouldn't have started Shmon Esrei so late. However, the Mishnah Berurah ends off, he's a midas chesidus ulahamtin af bachai gavna. It's the best midos to still wait, even in this case, even though he is not going to, even though mikra to dinner, he's allowed to leave. He should still wait because at the end of the day, it still might be mitbalbel, the kavana of his friend, and therefore one should not go ahead and leave. Ted Zayn. Now, this is the halacha that we mentioned at the beginning a couple days ago about the other side to perhaps minyan is really a chiyuv. And this is what Rav Moshe quotes also and improves him here that it is a chiyuv. Ha'olich baderech, if someone is going on the derech, I mean he's traveling. V'yegia li'ir v'rotza lulumbu. He gets to a certain city and he wants to stay at the hotel in this city. Imi tfilas arv, sorry. Rotza lulumbu. Im lefonav ad dalid mili makom shemispalim yod. If from here or in front of him for dalid milin, which is the time it takes to walk 72 minutes. It's a 72-minute journey. Mako is saying he knows there's going to be a minion within 72 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes away. Tzarich leilechem, he's not allowed to stay over here in this hotel. He has to travel to the next city where there's going to be the minion and go ahead and go to the minion. Okay, and that was the Lashon quoted before. Tzarich leilechem, he has a requirement to go over here. So you can't just say that minyan is only a midas chassid, is only a good thing. If we see over here, he's required to do it. I just say, I'm not required to dive in the minyan. We see over here, I quoted from the poskim over here, that is somewhat of a chiyuv over here to go ahead and do it. Ulach karov, that's only if the shul is in front. What if he finds out, he gets his iPod out and he sees, he looks up the minions in the neighbor and he sees that the minion is not in front of him. Rather, he already passed the minion is behind him. So over here, the lacha is more makel because to make a traveler to go ahead and go backwards in his journey, that's going to be much more difficult. And therefore, it says over here, Im ulacharav tzarech laster ad mil kedeli spalul biyud. If he's behind him, then he has to travel up to 18 minutes, not 72 minutes. Only one meal, not 4 meals. He has to travel up to 18 minutes to go backwards to go ahead and go to a mini. Lachor over here, these nishirim are not only by walking. Nowadays, where you would have a car, so it's going to be 18 minutes to travel in a car, or 72 minutes to travel in a car when you go by an 18-minute walk. Because over here, it's the same tircha to go ahead, and it's probably even less tircha to go in a car for 72 minutes than to walk 72 minutes. Obviously, even less tircha. So kav v'chomer, you would have to travel in your car for 72 minutes to go ahead and go to a minyan that's in front of you, 18 minutes that's behind you. The million-dollar question, though, is what if you're not traveling? What if you're sitting in your house? Or sitting, hey, you travel, you're at the hotel. Okay, you're there right now. What is that considered? Is that considered in front of you? You're not traveling anywhere. You're done traveling. Where is the, do we look at it as if it's in front of you or if it's behind you? Says the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan and Beis, Vayoshev Bebesa. Someone who's sitting in his home, Dino Kimilacharov. It's a din like going backwards. He's Mako that you could go after the 18-minute clause. And therefore, it sounds like from over here, if there's not a minion from where you are presently, surround you by 18 minutes, you are not then required to go to Minyan. Is it a mile? It's still a tremendous mile, but you would not be required to go. The Kaf HaChaim disagrees. The Kaf HaChaim holds that this true. You get only 18 minutes. That's only if the 18 minutes is outside the city limits. Okay, like Eruv. Eruv only starts outside the city limits. Okay, over here, the same thing. 18 minutes only starts out. But in the city itself, then you have to go as far as you need. Otherwise, you get a guy in his house. He buys a house that is not within 18-minute walk of Shul, which is very... could very much be back in the day, not the 18 minutes. Could be even nowadays an 18-minute drive, mostly over an 18-minute drive, but say on Shabbos. Shabbos is not going to be able, an 18-minute walk, he's not going to be required to go to Minyan. The Kaf HaChaim holds that if it's within the city, you're still going to be required to do so. The Mishnah Berurah, though, does not make such a chiluk. It sounds like he is making that you're not required to travel more than 18 minutes if you're sitting in your house to go ahead and go to a Minyan. Fine. That's Sif Tad Zayin, Yud Zayin. Yesh Mi Shomer. Yesh mi sha'omer shmi kol shekein shelo yashkim adam leilich me'er shmi spalim b'yod kol shekein. A person should not travel from a city that has a minyan. Im yachol avalim chotz chatzal b'od hayom gadol. If he's able to get his stuff together after davening with the tzibor and then traveling. V'shelo yetzarech lechaz yechidi achar tefila. If, it's meaning, I know what the mechaber is saying like this. If you could get your stuff together after minyan and go, for sure you have a chiv to stay over here and daven with the minyan. But let's say the group of people are leaving, and you're traveling with them, are leaving before the minyan. And if you don't go right now, you're not going to be able to travel with them. That is permitted to leave. So you don't have to go ahead and travel by yourself. Back in the day, that was a major sakana. Okay, to travel by yourself. Nowadays, it's not such a big deal if you go ahead and travel to the airport by yourself. And now with other people, if you could go ahead and make the minyan, I think that's a dover pashit ma'ot. One thing over here brought down from Moreno Ravader of Nevinsel, guys asking about this in Shir, what about... Then sounds like from over here, you're never allowed to go on vacation if you're not going to have a minyan. That's what comes out of the pasuk, to leave a city over here that has a minyan, to go travel. Place over here, this is talking about someone who has to travel. You should wait to go to the minyan. Go ahead and go on a tiyul that does not have a minyan. It sounds like it is a major, not pasuk thing to do. And that's what Moreno of Rabbeinu of Nevinsel brings down over here in Dibur Masa Aholich. He says, "Ein levatel tefila b'minyan b'shilat." Say the tiyul. In order to go on a tiyul, you should not mevatel tefila b'tzibur. Do me a dechi of the sukkah, like his Rebbe Rishon Zalman held the same thing by Hilchos Sukkah. To go on a tiyul to a place that does not have a sukkah, if you're going to be having a suda that requires a sukkah, is not really permissible, even though you'd be technically a holchei drachim. A holchei drachim is pturim in a sukkah. But to make yourself a holy drachim l'chatchila, who's to say that you can pat yourself from sukkah from doing that? Rosh Shlomo Zalman was against, and Rav Neventhal says the same thing over here by Hilchos Minyan. However, brought down over there in Alicha Shlomo, and Marina Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal told me the same thing in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalit. If it is l'tzorach mitzvah, then you're allowed to go ahead and go on a tiyul, even if it is going to mean you're going to miss Minyan. Therefore, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinsel told me, if your parents are going on vacation, they say, you're coming with us on vacation, so you mitzvah kibbut avayim, you have to listen to them, even though you are going to go ahead and mevatel from tefillah. But tzibur, especially if it's a cry b'alma, if you're the family that goes on 10 trips a year and you're constantly missing Minyan, so maybe it's a shayla, but one time they want to go in the summer for a week to wherever it might be, and there might not be a minyan over there, so I think it's a davar pasha that one is required to go with his parents in this case, so long as obviously everything else is in the spirit of lacha, they don't go chas v'shalom to mix beaches or any place like that where absolutely surah and gemurim to go to, but to miss a minyan, to go on a trip is going to be okay. And for that matter, if someone feels a very, very pressing need for a tiyul with his family, let's say, and there has to be the place that does not have a minyan here in Eretz Yisrael, it's kimat, there's no reason really to go on tiyul in a place that don't have a minyan. Every place you can find, basically, minyanim, let's say in Chutzlarts, where it's much more difficult if you travel to many places. And so then, perhaps, if it's a very, very pressing need to go ahead and go, but without that, one should try and organize his vacations around places with many, many, many more opportunities now, even. It's like winter break and summer break, people organize these trips that have minyanim that go together, and therefore you would not have to be mevatel from minyan, and you could still go on your vacation and take your family away. Adkan for today.